comments regarding item number 10, consent agenda. What I'd like to do at this time is request that we remove the proclamation from the consent agenda, and that we ask that the mayor read the proclamation at this time.
Okay, thank you, Council President. Gives me a great honor on behalf of the Township Council to read the proclamation congratulating Nicholas Buchek and Louis Falks. Whereas Nicholas and Louis have been part of Piscataway Chiefs Special Olympics team since 2014, and whereas both had successfully competed in regional and state level competitions qualifying them to attend tryout camp. And whereas after a rigorous selection process, they earned spots on the New Jersey team. And whereas the 2018 Special Olympics US Games were held in Seattle, Washington, with more than 4,000 athletes representing all 50 states and the District of Columbia. And whereas 14 teams were offered, and Nicholas and Louis competed in four events each. And whereas Nicholas placed first in the 4x4 meter relay, and was among the top finishers in the 100 meter, 200 meter, and mini javelin events. And whereas Louis placed first in both the 4x4 meter relay and the mini javelin, and was one of the top finishers in the 1500 meter and 800 meter races. And now, therefore, I, Brian Wall, and the Mayor of Township Piscataway, in the County of Middlesex, and in the State of New Jersey, take great pride in the accomplishments of these two Special Olympics athletes, who recognize and honor their achievements for Nicholas and Louis. And we wish them future endeavors. So if I could have Nicholas and Louis please come up with me.
Excuse me. Who? Good job.
Thanks a lot, sir.
All right.
State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 25, vehicles over designated weight, excluded from certain streets in Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 14, parking prohibited at all times on certain streets in the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, was adopted on the first reading on August 14, 2018, and was published in the official newspaper on August 18, 2018. This ordinance requires an amendment, and it's amended to further modify the limitations for parking on Van Winkle Place. The council hereby authorizes this amendment. A second reading and public hearing will be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Roosevelt, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the fourth day of September 2018. Be further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be published and posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk or any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Do you have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
City please call the roll. Councilwoman Bordy? Councilman Cha? Councilman Arnold?
Yes.
Council President McCollum?
Yes.
Item number 8, which is also an ordinance on first reading, vacating Gallup Place and a portion of Rock Place. The city please call the roll. Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled an ordinance vacating all the right title and interest of the Township of Piscataway in the entirety of Gallagher Place and a portion of Roth Place from 150 feet south of Turner Place to the southern borders of Block 5201, Lot 8, and 20.01 on the Township of Piscataway tax map, being as hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hoos Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 18th day of September 2018. Be further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two other places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Motion.
Do
we
have a second?
Second.
Senator, could you please call the roll? Councilwoman Gordy?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Murray?
Yes.
Council President McCollum?
Yes.
Item number 9, an ordinance on first reading, amending Chapter 14, Building Section 14-3, Certificates of Occupancy and Continued Occupancy. Senator, could you please call the roll?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Amending Chapter 14, Building of the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, being is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hoos Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 18th day of September 2018. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member.
Thank you, Ms. Seer. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Seer, can you please call the roll? Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Murray?
Yes.
Council President McCollum?
Yes.
Item number 10, consent agenda. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed and voted on separately?
Motion.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Senior, can you please call the roll? Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Horan?
Yes.
Council President McCollum?
Yes.
Item number 11. Are there any announcements and comments from officials at this time? Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes. Well, if they were still here, I just wanted to offer my congratulations to the two young men that participated in the Special Olympics, Nicholas and Lewis Phelps. We're very proud of them. And they've made the Scattering proud.
Thank you. Councilman Kabil Shaw?
No, thanks.
Councilman Franker? Mayor? Our business administrator, Tim?
Council?
Well, I would just like to comment and wish our children here in Piscataway, as they go back to school, a safe and healthy year in Piscataway. And for those residents who are going off to college, like my son, wish you guys all the best and much success for a healthy and happy year as well.
And I'll piggyback, as Loretta Kimel always said, please be careful for the buses.
That's right.
And the first couple of days to please be aware of the buses and
that's
the
right.
traffic due to the kids going back to school. She always says that.
Yeah, that's good. Always good. You can never be safe enough. So thank you for that.
At this time, are there any comments from the public at this time? If so, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and you have 3 minutes in which to speak. Thank you.
Anthony Wild, 2250 Plainfield Avenue North. I hope you guys have a nice summer.
Yes, you too. Good evening as well.
I was able to attend some meetings. I'm just wondering if we have any final update, or you know what's happening at the 800 Centennial Avenue. I know Steve Kahn is the one who's been mostly keeping track, but I wonder if anybody had any further updates.
Sure. Tim, do you want to make any comments?
Just on the progress is continuing on the site. The compaction is completed where the building is going and where the parking lots are going, and they're working on the...
So they're building the warehouse.
But they're getting ready to build the warehouse. They started working on the footings, and the site is in good shape. They're starting sifting through all the material, and we'll start working on the berm.
I saw some communication regarding the berm.
Yeah,
that
the resident there wrote on Twitter was missing work, right?
Saw what was happening, and they may have been planning to move that dirt.
I explained it to the resident that he was missing work, but I've been out there, our code enforcement people out there, our construction officials out there, I've got an engineering inspector out there on a daily basis, and everything's being done properly, and it's going to be done according to their approved plan. So
that's what I hope. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Any other comments or questions from the public at this time? Sure, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and you have 3 minutes in which to speak.
My name is Corey. I'm standing at 11 Water Street in Piscataway. Excuse me?
I couldn't hear your name, sir.
11 Water Street in Piscataway.
Okay, and I was just asking for your name.
Cora Epps.
Thank you, Ms. Epps.
My question is, can anyone tell me when they're going to start on School Street, that all of the streets around School Street has been done? They're working on School Street up the end. They did Poplar, they did Haynes, but skipped over Water Street.
Okay. Next year.
Next year.
We're finishing engineering design of that street. It's being done by our in-house staff. We were waiting for some of the utility companies to move their projected amount. I believe it's funded. The ordinance was funded for it, and we're going to move forward. Probably we're going to put it out to bid probably sometime in February of next year.
Okay, my second question.
We are going to be milling and paving the cul-de-sac off of Water Street. I believe it's Sycamore. Is it Sycamore? And then also the one on School Street. So we're going to be doing those two this year.
Okay, my second question. As you know, there is a ditch that runs in the back of Water Street.
Yes, it backs up what the residents refer to. There is a 10-foot or 15-foot easement drainage swale that runs in the back there. And periodically, DPW does go out there and clean it up. And unfortunately, somebody's dumping some leaves and grass clippings and a lot of brush back there sometimes, and that's what backs it up. So periodically, maybe twice a year, we'll take a look at it as a needed basis.
Can you tell me when they're going to come and do it? Because I had a fence up there to stop all of that debris from coming down, because I try and clean my part out. But someone took...
One of the neighbors, I don't know which one, but I got to tell you, once we finish that road up, we're going to be putting signs up in the back where the easements are, meaning denoting the easement acts out there, because it's obviously, unfortunately, maybe a neighbor or two might be doing that, because it's not somebody parking their car and going in the backyards and dumping stuff in that. We're going to go in the back of there. I'll have Mr. Dacey's going to write a note to Mr. Gasperi, Public Works Director, and we'll have the sewer division go out to go at that fee, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome, sirs. Any other comments or questions from the public? Do I have a motion to approve? Mr. Russ.
Hey.
Well, what's that?
Good, how about you?
60/40, 70/30.
Heard something from that.
Huh?
What number?
What number
are you on the agenda?
I'm open to the public. Okay. Item number 12.
Okay.
Sure.
Where you been? What, late?
Yes.
Curtis Grub, 1750 West Third Street. I need to know the Alexander Park. I think I mentioned it to Frank. It's between Alexander Park and that house. There's that little bridge near the Mary Mark. I don't know what I'm talking about. There's a little creek there. The grass in the front on the street is 4 feet high. Who maintains that? Is the green meat supposed to cut that, or are we going to cut that? You know what I'm talking about?
There's, yes, it's a culvert bridge. County maintains a culvert bridge. What Mr. Gross is referring to, there is this little brook there, and where some private land backs up to the brook. And normally once a year we go in a large mower and we mow that back portion down. But unfortunately, as what the case is up in Water Street, sometimes some of the neighbors forget about where the property line is, and they have a tendency to dump in the brook area. And that's part of the problem out there. So that's another area when once the engineering department finishes up out there, because we're in the process of doing the engineering design for four of the streets in that neighborhood around the park. We were going to go out and survey all the property meets and bounds so everybody in the neighborhood knows where their property line is, so there should be no discrepancies anymore when they put things out in their backyard. They know not to put it in the brook, basically.
Councilman Michelle, we won't have to talk about that house on Second Street anymore.
Okay.
Someone bought the property.
Okay, that's good.
Don't have to worry about it. Maybe we can sell them the other piece now.
Okay.
I'll send them up there and get you that. I need the parking lot painted there. The lines in the parking lot, Hazelwood Park.
Yeah.
When did it get painted?
Curtis, we'll take a look at that for the fall, but I do know I did check with Mr. Hinterstein and Mr. Jason to check. I know he had asked about the seed out there in prior meetings. We plan on overseeding the end of September.
Nice rainstorm. Yeah, like, had a lot of rain.
No, but normally, typically, that you overseed at the end of September.
Okay. With that in mind, I must... there's a gentleman that works for DPW by the name of, I don't know his first name, maybe Mr. I call him Mr. Robinson. He's the one that cut the piece of property on Second Street that belongs to the city, and the one across the street.
Yeah, the one off of Hazelwood.
Right. I need you to make sure he gets his just due, as I say. This is the only guy that cuts that piece of property that cares about that piece of property. I mean, we have people cut it, you know, and like I told Guy, there's people that cut grass and there's people that want to cut grass because it's their job and they earn a paycheck. This is the guy. So if there's any way possible, please do not remove this guy. I mean, if he has to be cut, I mean, this guy cuts it.
Curtis, I will talk to Mr. Gasperi about it. I don't have control of who's on the wall or on any given time.
I have no
depends
problem.
Upon
I know, but I'm asking him. If you don't, my father always said, if you don't, close mouth, don't get sick. So if you don't ask. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
Gross.
Any other comments or questions from the public?
Good evening, Council. David Higgins, Air Bulls Valley Lake. I've noticed that final change, this is G as in golf. That's a good thing. $84,000 is coming back to the coffers. And I noticed a young lady who preceded me, she was asking about fitting a street or the street milled and repaved. Now, for Ambrose Valley Lane, this is a good start, but $84,000. It's not going to take $84,000 to do that new street on Ambrose Valley Lane. In addition, there's some more money that's coming into the coffers, and that's under IMS as in Sierra. That's another $75,000. All this money, and don't forget, you guys authorized 3 or 4 months ago a big number for roads and so forth and so on. I'm just, we, the neighbors, are only looking for a little sliver up in Ambrose Valley Lane. That's it. You can do that in an hour. So my question still is, when are you guys going to get around to Ambrose Valley Lane, especially
after charter?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell Mr. Akins, maybe him and I will have a 3-month card game, and then whoever wins, the winner of Ambrose Valley Lane gets paid or not.
In all seriousness,
I don't want to go out on a limb. We did take a look at it. There's only one tooth of the curvy that needs to be fixed out there, and I know Mr. Gasperi was going to try to squeeze it in this year.
Uh-oh.
Please,
Open your mouth.
And I want to let the council members know the only reason why is because they did some corings out there. There's nothing of substantial significance, and that's why the road, although it doesn't look perfect out there, it's not in dire straits like in some areas of town that really never had roads to begin with, going back from the 60s and 70s when the neighborhoods were built.
Well, how about...
So we will try to take a look at that data, because there's a couple areas, so that decision will probably be made around the first week of October, depending upon the 7 or 8 streets that the DPW has to finish.
Okay. Is there a committee that is formed?
No, there's not a committee. This is left up to the engineers and the public works director, because they're taking a look. We do triage like on a battlefield. We try to take care of the worst streets first. That only seems sensible. And some of the streets that where engineering has it, because it requires engineering work. There's public works has it because it's just 2-inch metal load. It's a lot less work.
Okay.
And some of it we have to contract out.
Yeah, that's not a problem. You guys contract all the time. Item number Q. PDW, what are they changing now over there? They're having, as in reference to the canopy, what are they changing? Are they changing the length or what?
No, this was for closing out the DPW canopy. They did a lot more work than they were originally contracted to, so we negotiated a settlement with them to the work that they did during the construction phase. Right. So that's
when you said they've done more work,
yes,
they've been
the project went a couple of months longer than what was in the contract, because what ended up happening, everybody knows, we had an issue with the low bidder on this job. And it went several months over the allotted time frame for the contract. So obviously this company had to babysit the low bidder out there at the moment.
They had people out there willing to oversee
it. Item K, Chilo, what kinds of services are we sharing with Edison?
This is a shared service agreement to reconstruct and rebuild Brotherhood Street on the Edison and Piscataway border.
That's a local street, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. A third of the street is in Edison Township and 2/3 is in Piscataway Township.
Would you say it's as large as Ambrose?
It's in way worse shape than Ambrose LA.
But that's not what I asked.
It's definitely.
No, I'm not disputing the condition. I'm just asking you. Your best call, is that larger than Ambrose Valley Lane?
Oh, absolutely.
This is probably going to be a $1.5 million job, at least. $1.5 million.
Okay.
A lot of drainage work out there.
So I have to...
So
I have to pause you because you're over your 3 minutes.
Okay, but that's the thing, a lot of drainage, but as far as paving, you don't have to do any of that with Ambrose. There, I can understand the cost.
David, you're trying your best to plead your case.
We heard you.
No, not weeks and weeks. That. Years and years. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Mr. Akins. Okay, at this time, I'd like a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Hey, John.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Meeting's adjourned. We'll move on to the agenda portion of our next meeting. This time, I'd like to call the meeting to order. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231, PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, and to the extent known. The agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered into the minutes. Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll? Councilman Bullard, Councilwoman Cahill, Councilman Khan, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Here.
Councilman Shaw.
Yeah.
Councilman Ura.
Here.
Council President McCollum. Here. Could you please stand for the flag, sir? Item number 5, an ordinance on second reading, amending Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 14, parking prohibited at all times on certain streets, and Section 25, vehicles over designated weight excluded from certain streets. This resolution will be open to the public. Are there any comments or questions on this? Item number 6, a resolution authorizing refund for overpayment of taxes on various blocks and lots. Are there any comments or questions? Item number 7, a resolution authorizing award of contract under state contract data communications equipment and service, Adelux Communications, not to exceed $50,000. Any comments or questions? Item number 8, a resolution authorizing award of contract under NASPO Value Point Wireless Services, Verizon Wireless, not to exceed $50,000. Any comments or questions? Item number 9, a resolution authorizing grace period extension to September 15th for third quarter for co-op properties. Any comments or questions? Item number 10, a resolution authorizing refund of overpayment of taxes due to 100% disabled veterans on various blocks and lots. Any comments or questions? Item number 11, resolution authorizing refund of overpayment of taxes, block 2705, block 3001, which is 2 Siegel Avenue. Any comments or questions? Item number 12, resolution authorizing return of escrow fees at 3 Lakeview Avenue. Quick check. Any comments or questions? Item number 13, a resolution authorizing return of stolen village deposits for 2 of our residents there. Any comments or questions? Item number 14, a resolution authorizing Chapter 159, Driving Enforcement Fund, $29,330.95. Any comments or questions? Item number 15, a resolution authorizing professional township planner services, not to exceed $7,500 for a redevelopment project at 475 Stubble Road. Are there any comments or questions? Item number 16 is a motion to accept minutes, regular and agenda meetings for April 24th, 2018. Any comments or questions? Item number 17, 18, and 19. These are motions to accept minutes, regular and agenda meetings for May 1st, 2018, May 8th, 2018, and May 15th, 2018. Any comments or questions on those? Item number 20, are there any announcements or comments from officials at this time? Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes, I would like to offer my sincere condolences for the loss of our great Senator John McCain, who was an honorable man, a true patriot, and a politician who stood up for what was right regardless of political party.
You were just reading my mind, because that was actually thinking the same thing. Definitely condolences to his family. Councilman Kapil Shah.
I think this Thursday is the last concert at the Columbus Club.
There's one at 7 p.m. Well, the last one down by the
day. Yeah.
Councilman Frank Aaron. Mayor. Timmy, this is my chair.
No comment, thank you.
I don't have any additional comments at this time. I'd like to open it to the public. Are there any comments or questions from the public at this time? If so, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and you have 3 minutes in which to speak. Motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.